This your boy Savon checking in with the Living Room Podcast, and I got a brand new episode for y'all, the people, for the culture, and I got a special guest here checking in with me, NYC legendary Dipset One-Eyed Capo. Shout out to Jim Jones, man. Y'all listen up, see what we had to talk about, all right?
What's good, Jim? Got you here in the Living Room Podcast, man. Appreciate you checking in with me.
Hello, what's up with you?
Man, I'm good. I'm out here in the Pacific Northwest, man. And usually I'm in the living room, but I'm doing it out here in the garage and everything. Got to get it done. I see you had the burning gas tour going, man. How that went for you?
Oh, that went pretty good. It was a new experience, something a little bit more organized to put on the market for these pop-up shops that people have been doing. So it was more like a pop-up tour. It was pretty good. A lot of people came out. We sold a lot of merch. We had a great time, a lot of activities for people. It was a dope experience, something that we're going to keep going. Doing some once a month for the rest of the year, leading up to our big 420 carnival, our high tolerance cough medicine, can't feel my face knockout carnival.
I dig it. And y'all gonna just going to keep it on the West, or y'all going to go like around the country with it? Like, how y'all going to do it?
Did Miami, we did Connecticut, we did Boston, we did LA, we did Houston. So it's not just an East Coast thing, it's a United States thing.
Word. Yo, it's dope having you on here, man, because we seen your growth not only as an artist, but as an entrepreneur as well, man. And just to see all y'all have longevity in the game is something that's hard to come by. And one thing I want to acknowledge is the project you got with Mano, man, and how that came in about, the Lobby Boys project and the next move y'all got going with the tour and everything that you was mentioning in the interviews, man. Like, you could tell me a little bit more about that?
Lobby Boys was a great experience. Great to come together with my brother and do something, show the camaraderie within the game, especially within New York City, which have never been done before. And the fact that we show so much unity is starting to, it's starting to show inside of the city, as I've seen so many people coming together, making efforts, doing music and banding together and things like that. Besides that, the music is phenomenal. Mano did a great job of help curating this album as far as getting the producers together and picking some of the beats and things like that. It was a great experience for me. For once in my life, I didn't have to do everything when it came to actually putting the project together. And right now we in the top 40s with the project. We got the single Slide Out right now. It's currently on a bunch of radio stations added. We're doing pretty good.
Yeah, that joint's hard. Like, I've been hearing it come up and everything. I've been checking out like the album and everything. It's just like, it seemed like y'all just having fun doing the record. It wasn't pressure on trying to, you know, get a hit or nothing. Like, you guys were just really locked in, and it sound like something for the summer, something New York, as far as like the vibe that everybody, you know, somewhat subjectively will say is missing, you know, that naturally sounds like it's from NY, you know?
It definitely was a summer album. Definitely was a summer album. We actually started it last summer and wanted to put it out last summer, but you know, it wasn't the right time. And this year happened to roll out right on time. We got a bunch of summer bangers on there. It's definitely a summer album. This is what we wanted to do, is create that summer feel, that vibe, that New York vibe, that authentic New York vibe, but making sure the beats and everything was up tempo. So it's a mix of gumbo that we put together to make this project happen.
And you know, to me, Jim, man, like, we enjoy Dipset throughout the years, the music, you know, what y'all even brought to the game fashion wise and entrepreneur wise, but like, to me, you seem to always have the longevity in albums that just, you don't make bad music. Like, you don't make bad albums, man. So like, what's more to come? I know you got other projects coming. What really keeps you going at this point? I mean, cause you pretty much kind of set and, you know, you see people disappear from the game and come back here and there. What really keeps you going and still being hungry and consistent?
You said it, when you can't stay motivated, stay consistent. You heard? That's the only ingredients I got. I ain't got no special ingredients. Work, dedication, and grind, and a lot of prayers for her, and making sure I stay consistent.
And another thing I noticed is your relationships, man. Like, you mended some relationships. You you make it important to just keep building from there? Like, is that a motivating factor with keep it going throughout the game and growing as well?
I mean, as you get older, things that went on in your past that holds no merit in your future, you should get ready to let go of them. I mean, grudges are so childish, especially when it doesn't mean nothing. So for a lot of the discrepancies that I had, it feels good to be able to put those to bed and put those behind me and help me move forward with a clear mind.
Yeah, word, because it's like, it's good to see you and Mano do music together. And I mean, and it doesn't sound too far-fetched out the way, because y'all, from how y'all describe it, wasn't really like no real pressure anyway. So that's good to see y'all together. It's good to see, you know, you working with people that we probably wouldn't have thought you was probably going to work with later on in the game. So it's real good to see. We're like, I guess, what is it, about a year removed from Versus and from you and the Lots and everything, Dipset and the Lots. How do you see, you know, the feedback from that as far as seeing all y'all on tour, like a Dipset, G-Unit, and Lots tour? Like, was that something y'all were actively trying to put together, or was it just rumblings about that?
That was something Cam was definitely putting together. He was pretty much 90% done with it. We'll see what the future brings, so hopefully we might circle back to that.
Yeah, that'll be good, not only for New York, but for the culture of hip-hop, man. Just Verses have grown throughout the time, and y'all made waves with y'all Versus battle. That was epic. That was one of the most legendary ones out of all the ones we've seen, and we would want to see that. How is the relationship with you and Cam at the moment?
Cam is my brother. If you got a brother, then you know how brother relationships go. You heard? I love him to death.
Hey, I dig it. I mean, that's how we always looked at it too, because like, we done seen y'all, you know, being y'all thing, come back together all the time. So we ain't never, I mean, at least for me as a fan from the outside looking in, we ain't never look at it as real pressure, but it's always good to see all y'all together as a unit, you know? The music separately is always good, but all y'all together is just such a movement, man. Like, yeah, we gotta see it, you know, for the culture. I love the way that y'all even show love down south. Y'all was one of the first to even from up there to show love down south. I'm from Jacksonville, so like, to see y'all working with artists from the south was always a big thing, the Southern Beats and everything. Like, y'all really changed the game for New York, and yeah, it's something we want to see. I heard that you said that you and Els was working on new music. How is that coming along at this point?
That's coming along good. We about to put out an EP, so I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. And is he, if you know, is he working on any solo music of his own? We've been waiting to really hear from Els.
He got way more than an album in store, so he's about to start bombing on everybody, so I'm looking forward to that also.
Yeah, man. And you got a Spanish album coming, right?
Yeah, so definitely have a Spanish album called Broken Spanglish. Looking forward to that. It's been a challenge as far as doing Spanish music is a bit different. But I'm always up for the challenge. Just got about 20 records done. Probably in start wrapping it up in a minute, a few more features, but I definitely got some shit.
Man. See, when you mentioned it, I was like, hold on, I want to know how this comes about. I know we mentioned, we've heard Cardi mention that she's got one that she's going to do. So to hear you on that, like, say, like a Jim Jones and a Bad Bunny or something like that would be crazy.
Not to say, like that Cardi is really Spanish, but Cardi grew up in a Spanish household. My father's side of his family, all Spanish, all from Puerto Rico. My mother's side of the family, all Caribbean, from Aruba, things like that. So I grew up on my mother's side of the family, so I didn't have the luxury of learning or having to learn Spanish from an early age. So I grew up in the Bronx and Harlem. These areas are flooded with a lot of Latin heritage, and this is how we learn how to talk Spanish, which we call Spanglish. And for us, it's broken Spanglish, going uptown, learning how to hustle and learn the numbers on the prices and que lo que, cuanto eso, all these type of things, these slangs you learn, and putting them together. Last summer, doing the album was like a crash course, a crash course for Spanish lessons for me. I learned so much Spanish last year when I was making the album in the summertime. So, you know, I look forward to it.
Yeah, like, just to see how that come about. I mean, it's like to see all y'all grow, see you, Fat Joe, like even the Lots, even seeing what Jay's doing, to see all y'all grow with the music, to see that y'all still be having passions to just, you know, go to newer heights is always something that I appreciate as a listener and as a viewer as well, a music consumer, because like these days, music is like, I'm not going to say it's bad because that's always subjective. Like, I don't get how individuals to say something bad when now you really have the option to choose what you want to put in your headphones. So to see y'all grow and still be passionate about doing other things is good. But another thing I want to know is outside of the music, what do you have going as far as label, new artists or anything of that? Do you have passion to really put newer artists on from the city or on the outside? Or, you know, what is rolling on that on your end as far as what you would want to do with the newer generation of artists?
Well, I have a distribution label where maybe currently distributing maybe close to 100 artists. Mm-hmm. Then I have the label side where I have a few artists signed. We're about to do a Burging album. Shouts to Ditta, shouts to Peso, shouts to Fat Flea, shouts to Yellow, shouts to King. Man, it's a full roster that we have. Shouts to Chicken, shouts to D Stitchy, shouts to Ray Ray. Signed Ray Ray to a distribution deal for his comedy. So we're getting ready to put out a comedy album with Ray Ray. So yeah, I've been working on the artist side. I got a few artists that I believe in that I'm definitely going to fully back and start to put music out on in this next coming month. So yeah, look forward to that.
Yeah, we looking forward to it. I got a question for you though. Being that like, y'all core Dipset and y'all had so many artists behind in that movement, like, you know, the Hell Rails, the Jaja's, whoever, y'all even had Cat Williams, you know, on the team. What is the difference between that and now and how you want to go about it, being that how y'all grew from then versus what you're going to do now with the new artists?
Well, the business is all different. For one, everything moves quicker. Shit, you pretty much could do the business off your phone right now. Yeah. So it's a big difference, but the integrity, the grind, everything else remains the same. The hard work, the dedication, you know what I mean? A few tweaks, and so we can make sure that we step ahead of what's going on and creativity, and make sure you market, and constantly put out music. Don't slip. Constantly put out music, because that's where it's going right now.
I dig it. You made a comment in a few interviews when you mentioned how being a rapper these days is like one of the most dangerous jobs you could have. And some people disagree, some people agree. And we've heard this from a couple other artists.
Statistically, it's definitely the most dangerous job in the world. As for it's one for one, one rapper pops, one rapper drops. It's 50%. That's facts. It's 50% out there. It's one for one. So it's be careful with what you choose and how you choose, especially when you want to become a rap artist nowadays. This crazy like that. You know what I mean? Like, this was something set out to have fun and reach the top of the world with these goals. And it's just changed. You know what I mean? Where we got to watch out for our life every day when we outside, because the possibility of something violent happening is there constantly, every day.
I got a question though, Jim, because we know what, you know, we hear y'all describe where y'all come from and the stories that y'all tell in this music, then versus now. Why is it such a big difference in how it spoke on about it being more dangerous now versus what it was from then?
I wouldn't say it's more dangerous now than it was then. It's a little bit more reckless now.
Okay.
Just think about the things that happen. There's no thought in what's going on. Like, these kids just going for, it's going and going and going. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I'm not here to paint the kettle black. You know what I mean? Not better than anyone. I'm just saying shit. We gotta figure out a way to change this shit, slow this shit up, or stop the shit. And it's been the same thing since we was doing it. You know what I mean? There's no difference in shit like that. So, and it's hard out there. out there for these gentlemen that they got to go outside every day and knowing the possibility if something happened to them can happen to them. So they take a chance of protecting themselves. It's just a lot of different variables to this. But we all got to band together as a whole and try to figure something out.
Yeah, I dig it. And, you know, I ask that for the individuals I'll possibly paint, artists like you or Jeezy or anybody else who made music about certain subject matter that they'll say is hypocritical to say the things I just saying now, but they don't understand. Y'all live to be able to see the downside and upside to it and be able to now to give the game back. So that's why I asked you that question more so than anything, because y'all got to live to see through it. And a lot of these new artists are not even living to see the growth in it, you know?
Yeah, but when we was in it, it was no guarantee that we would live to see through it. And for us to talk down or us to make it seem like it's so easy to tell them stop doing something, it's kind of hard because we not out there living in the conditions that are up against what they're up against right now because we have made it so far and because we're in a different category than most of these artists that's coming up and try to make it in life. And this situation is a lot different than us. You know what I mean? So I definitely tip my hat to everybody who's outside and got to grind and start from the bottom and up against all the adversities that come with it. That's what the whole Lobby Boys is about, because we've been there. We've been in them cold hallways. We've been on them hard corners. We've seen our friends die. We've seen our friends go to jail. Everything that could possibly happen, everything that we could possibly go up against. We didn't have no options of getting jobs. So the jobs we knew were hustling, stick-ups, thievery, everything that fell under the sun because we didn't have those opportunities and shit like that. And for us to be able to persevere and be able to make something of ourselves, we all want to be an example. And that's what the Lobby Boys represents, you know?
Yeah, because even seeing Mano's growth is big. I listen to his podcast, and it's just like to see our growth, man. It's kind of dope to see, you know, because I'm 32. I came up listening to y'all. I was in high school. Y'all was popping. And like we to say that, you know, young is not influenced by music or influenced by, you know, the biggest artist, whatever, is a lie, because it's happening. I remember when y'all was popping, we had the wallet chains, whatnot. Like we was on everything, you know what I'm saying? So to say that it don't, you know, like exist, it would be a lie. I know you also mentioned taking a chance back at reality TV and the project you got working on with Revolt. How is that coming?
Shout out to Revolt. We about to go on our sixth season with the Drip Report. About to be back on TV. And then we had a project that we're working on. We're still in the works of putting everything together. Hopefully, you know, people will see something on the TV show side in a second.
Yeah. And is it just reality, or y'all wanna tap into movies or scripted television as well?
Well, I've been directing for years, so everything is a go when it comes to television, movies, things like that.
Yeah, it makes so many stories come in the visuals, man. That's what we like to see as well. You know, I appreciate you chopping it up here with me. I did have a question, though, since, you know, y'all, you know, you're not a person that kind of hide the family from television or entertainment, whatever. Is your son, is he fully going to jump into music? Is he going to get into this producing stuff fully?
I don't know what he's going to do. He just finished high school, so yeah. We've been having conversations, actually, of what he want to do for this next phase of his life and things like that. And we talk about college, or we talk about job opportunities. So, you know, we're still in the midst of seeing what he's getting into.
I dig it, because that's another good, cool thing that we get to see y'all, you know, y'all seeds grow and, you know, go and do great stuff, you know. So it all come full circle. I appreciate you for chopping it up with me here, man. Is there anything else in the works that you would like to put out there in the atmosphere?
No, I'm just doing this good music. Shit, so many things that I do have coming, but just, you know, one day at a time, man. I appreciate you having me. Appreciate you letting me talk my talk. Shit, we'll see what I got in store. See what I got in coming, and you know.
I'm checking for it, man. The Lobby Boy stuff is hard, man. Like, I want to hear more unit records or mixtapes or EPs like that too.
It is me, Mano, Fabulous, and Davey's been working on the album, the Fiddler album, so you can look forward to that.
Yeah, because I heard the joint with Fab featured on it. I kind of, you know, I want to hear more of that as well too. And I see y'all got Fab in the gym. And you said he was taking it serious too.
Yeah, he definitely taking it serious. I'm about to go meet him right now, actually, at the gym. Okay. So definitely on his grind.
All right, well, I ain't gonna hold you, Jim, man. I appreciate you for chopping it up with me here at the living room, man. Big ups to you. And thank you, Chanel, as well, for linking me. I greatly appreciate you for it and being professional with getting back to me and rescheduling everything. I just appreciate y'all.
No, and I appreciate you. I realize you know, you have a smaller outlet, but we can tell right away who's going to have longevity in this media world. And you were very professional. You were on time. You asked the right questions. You knew how to transition. So I appreciate that.
No problem. Thank you. I look forward to speaking with y'all in the near future.
All right, bro. Have a good one.
All right, you too.
Another one in the books. I appreciate y'all for checking in with me. I'm gonna keep the new content coming for y'all, the people, for the culture. Special shout out to Jim Jones. Special shout out to Chanel for putting things together for me. I'm more than grateful. And y'all just keep on checking in with me. And if y'all haven't seen any of my content as of recently, you can always go back and check it out at anchor.fm/livingroom. All right, check it out. Follow me on IG at JASHAAD904. And just remember, before you come in the living room, take your shoes off.